You're traveling on American routes from Basin Street Station in New Orleans. Songs and stories from the bayous to the beltways, from crossroads to crosstown, from coast to coast. I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer. Go anywhere in the world, and jazz followers can identify these luminous chords. It's pianist Dave Brubeck playing Take Five, written by his alto saxophonist Paul Desmond. Brubeck's popular quartet built its reputation in the 1950s, playing live at college venues across the country, a revolutionary idea at the time. In 1959, Brubeck, with Desmond, bassist Eugene Wright, and drummer Joe Morello, released Time Out. It, too, was revolutionary in its use of unusual time signatures. Take Five was played in 5/4 instead of the standard 4/4 swing. Dave Brubeck with his wife and musical partner Iola have raised 6 children, 4 of them accomplished jazz musicians. Although Brubeck's been a Connecticut resident for the last 5 decades, he was born into a Northern California ranching family in 1920.
My father was a really great roper. He was number one in California in the rodeos in the 20s. Of course, I wanted to be like him. My mother wanted me to be like my brothers, who were both musicians. So it was a big argument. My dad said, well, he's my last son, and I want him to follow in my footsteps. So my older brother was a tremendous classical pianist, but I escaped all that.
At least you didn't do the cowboy thing, but I understand at one point you did study with one of the great classical composers.
Well, that was Darius Milhaud, who had escaped from France during World War II, and he ended up at Mills College in Oakland. He would show us how he used Brazilian, what you might call native rhythms, in his pieces of music. And if you've got Scaramouche, you can hear all that.
What kind of things did your study with him introduce into your jazz playing?
Well, you got to remember, he's the first European classical composer that used jazz. Before Gershwin and before Debussy and Ravel. And so I knew he would be the right teacher for me. Mm-hmm. And it turned out just great because my octet, which was wonderful, was born right in his classroom.